The welfare reform law, enacted by the last U.S. Congress, ended 6 decades of guaranteed help to poor children, families, and the disabled. Among those affected are poor, elderly, legal immigrants. The new law bars most of them from receiving government assistance. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports on how it affects one older couple in Philadelphia.
Hong, a 68-year-old Vietnamese immigrant, grips the iron railing as he struggles up the steps to his row house apartment in a rundown Philadelphia neighborhood. After ushering me and my translator in, he shuts the door before calling his wife, Ren, who looks to her husband before greeting us. Pleased to meet you. Hong and Wen have been married 50 years. Both are frail. Hong fell down the stairs and broke both of his legs about a year ago. He's had trouble walking ever since. And Wen suffers from arthritis. On this cold evening, she heads to the kitchen to prepare tea. Sharing tea leaves with a visitor is almost sacred, a must for showing hospitality. Since jasmine tea, a staple of many Vietnamese households, is expensive, only her husband and guests are served. Wen just drinks boiled water. Wen motions me to sit at the kitchen table. This room's warmer. To save money, they keep the heat down low and the lights dim. There's little furniture. The bed is a mattress on the floor. As she prepares the tea, Wen pulls out a piece of thin cotton material, which she uses to filter the water. The pipes are rusty. In Vietnam, she says, clean water was scarce. She says it's much cleaner here. Wen sits quietly. Her husband begins to describe how their lives changed 26 years ago, after the rural village they lived in was bombed. They moved to Saigon, where Hong got a job with the U.S. Army. A soldier in the company had gotten a Vietnamese girl pregnant.
And he came to me and he asked me if I can take care of his child. And I go home and ask my wife, and my wife agreed to that. So I took him in, and the man, he went to the war, it's called Khai Sang. And later I found out that he died in the war.
A year passed. Hong and Wen never knew the child's mother. They decided to keep the baby, a boy, because they had grown attached to him and they had only a daughter. They wanted a son to carry on the family name and provide for them when they grew old. But neighbors resented them for keeping the boy.
The people say, how come you don't help out Vietnamese kid? Why you help out the American kid? And I reply to them that it doesn't matter who they are, as long as they can study, can read and write, and they have a good head, they will be fine.
But officials in Vietnam passed laws barring Khon Lai or mixed-blood children from attending public school. So when Hong and Wen heard about a program the U.S. government set up to allow Amerasian children to become citizens, they decided to leave Vietnam. They borrowed from friends, sold everything they had, and moved to the United States. They settled in Philadelphia because they had friends there. For the past 6 years, the family has lived off food stamps and a $448 monthly check they receive under the Federal Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI, a welfare program for the poor, elderly, and disabled. But under the welfare reform law, which Congress passed last summer, legal immigrants like Hong and Wen will no longer be eligible for either food stamps or SSI. Phil Gambino, a spokesman for the Social Security Administration, says the law affects as many as 500,000 elderly immigrants.
We're talking about, for the most part, elderly, predominantly female, 62% female. Two-thirds live in three states in the United States, California, New York, and Florida. And if you look at the country of origin for the majority of non-citizens who collect SSI, in ranking order, the most would be from Mexico, the former Soviet Union, Cuba, Vietnam, China, and the Philippines.
Since being on SSI means that immigrants automatically qualify to receive medical care under Medicaid, under the new law, they could lose that too. This is extremely important for the thousands of elderly immigrants on SSI in nursing homes. Gambino says what's in jeopardy is not only the $25 stipend Medicaid recipients in nursing homes receive each month.
If you're in a nursing home where your expenses are being picked up by the Medicaid program for food, shelter, and a good part of that, you only get $25 a month by statute under the SSI program. But the important thing is you get the Medicaid coverage, which covers your care in that nursing home. So there's no question for some of these elderly non-citizen immigrants, if they lose their SSI payment as a result of this law, they may only lose $25 a month in cash, but they could lose the Medicaid eligibility that comes with it, which is really taking care of those critical needs in the nursing home. And that concerns us and bothers us a great deal.
The Social Security Administration began notifying immigrants this month that their benefits will end next August. Food stamps for immigrants will end in April. States could decide to continue providing Medicaid benefits to elderly immigrants and provide assistance under other state programs, but most states don't have such programs. In Pennsylvania, where Hong and Wen live, the General Assembly passed a law last year which makes non-citizens ineligible for any form of state assistance. Advocates of the poor are challenging the law in court. Other states are watching the case closely. Jonathan Stein, an attorney for Community Legal Services in Philadelphia, says even if the court decides states cannot exclude legal immigrants from assistance programs, the benefits that would be available to Hong and Wen have been drastically reduced.
So that this couple cannot rely on falling back on a state safety net. And when I say that this couple is at risk of being evicted and thrown on the street after they lose their SSI, that is a real threat for this couple as well as, you know, thousands of other elderly and disabled legal immigrants in this nation.
Charities say they're already overburdened and fear they won't be able to provide much help. John Swenson is head of Migration and Refugee Services at the U.S. Catholic Conference.
I don't think private charities have got the resources to pick up that kind of slack. Now, they may be able to do so in communities where there are relatively few numbers of legal immigrants and those needing services correspondingly few, but in high-impact areas like New York City or Los Angeles, certainly the local charities aren't going to be able to begin to make up for the loss of funding.
So in order to continue to qualify for assistance, many elderly immigrants are applying for citizenship. But the process involves passing a test, and many older immigrants don't speak English, the language the test is given in. And some, especially those in nursing homes, would have difficulty getting to the immigration office. In Philadelphia, Hong and Wen have never learned to read or write in any language. They didn't even know about the new law and that they could lose their welfare benefits. Some elderly immigrants in their position have children, family they can turn to. But Hong and Wen's daughter back in Vietnam can't help them. And their son Tuan was recently arrested for possession of cocaine. Hong is upset and doesn't even want to talk about it. But Wen has made it to the courtroom every time his case has come up, even though she doesn't understand exactly what's going on. She says her son has to help himself first before he can help them.
I really love him. I really take care of him. And right now, he has to pay for the things that he did. And he's suffering right now.
President Clinton has vowed to revisit the welfare law and try to restore some benefits to legal elderly immigrants. But the same Congress that passed the measure was reelected last month. I'm Vicky Quay in Washington.